إن شاء الله we resume our lessons, hadith lessons and tafsir lessons إن شاء الله from today. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The last we had stopped, and alhamdulillah with the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we now resume. We were discussing the chapter on the virtue of living a life of abstinence. باب فضل الزهد. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi is now discussing living a life of abstinence, a life where a person detaches himself from the glitter and glamour of this world, and he does not place his heart, does not attach his heart with this dunya, he does not become consumed by dunya. وَالْحَثِّ عَلَى التَّقَلُّلِ مِنْهَا. And also in this chapter he discusses encouragement to suffice on little in this world. وَفَضْلِ الْفَقْرِ. And he also gives the virtue of poverty. And he mentioned seven ayat verses, different verses of the Holy Quran, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions what really dunya is, what is the worth of dunya, what is the value of dunya. And we should not become consumed by dunya, we should not become negligent and deceived by we should not become deceived by this dunya. Ya ayyuhan nas inna wa'da Allahi haqq fala taghurrannakum alhayatu ad-dunya wala yaghurrannakum billahi al-ghurur. That this, the promise of Allah Ta'ala is true, and shaitan should not deceive us, and we should not become deceived by this world. Allah Ta'ala mentioned various other verses. Imam Nawawi brought these verses of the Holy Quran in this chapter, talking about the reality of this dunya, that it is only a lahu and la'ib. It is just futility, it is just a play, like how a child plays a game. When you go to the akhirat, we realize that we were like little children playing, like how a little child plays. This is the reality of dunya. It is something which is futile, and it is a play. Yes, Allah has placed us into this world, and this world is the harvest for the hereafter. It is where we are going to sow seeds of good deeds and reap the virtues in the hereafter. Allah has permitted us to use this dunya for our necessities, for our needs. وَإِنَّ الْآخِرَةَ وَإِنَّ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةَ لَهِيَ الْحَيْوَانِ. The real life where a person will live forever and ever, that is the hereafter. And from the ahadith that we had discussed, the one hadith was regarding wealth that came from Bahrain. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed the Fajr Salah. The Ansar heard about this wealth that Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah radiallahu anhu brought back from Bahrain, and they were very excited. So they presented themselves after the Fajr Salah to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when he saw them, he smiled. And he said, I assume that you have heard of Abu Ubaidah's arrival with something from Bahrain. They replied, yes, they were honest, that they came for something. Rasulullah said, let abshiru wa amillu ma yasurukum. Glad tidings for you, and you will be happy and have hopes in that which will make you happy. In other words, I will give you whatever now has come. But remember, فَوَاللَّهِ مَا الْفَقْرَ أَخْشَى عَلَيْكُمْ. It is not poverty that I fear over you. Rasulullah took a qasam in Allah, it is not poverty that I fear over you, but I fear that this dunya will become laid out, it will be spread for you, and like how it is spread for those before you, then what will happen? You will compete with one another, you will rival with one another in pursuing this dunya, and in doing so, فَتُهْلِكَكُمْ كَمَا أَهْلَكَتُمْ. This dunya will destroy you, like how it destroyed those before you. So Sharia is not prohibiting us from earning halal. In fact, this is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the command of Rasulullah to go out and earn your halal rosy so that you may survive in this world. But it should not be such that a person then becomes such that he has jealousy in his heart. He becomes to rival, compete with his, with others. And he does not want to see them becoming prosperous. He wants to be the sole controller of whatever dunya he can get. This is not what a mu'min should be doing. A mu'min should be fearing the hereafter. A mu'min should be preparing, using the dunya to attain his akhirat. And therefore Rasulullah mentioned in the hadith that what I really fear for you after my demise is that the beauty and the splendor, the embellishments of this world will become open to you. And what's going to happen after that? A person will become negligent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person will not really pay attention to earning his akhirat. And in the other hadith, Rasulullah has mentioned, gave the example, the parable of the dunya. It is hulwatun khadira. It is sweet. It is lush. It will attract you. And you will go towards dunya. But the reality is Allah Ta'ala has made you His vicegerents in this world. Allah has kept us in this world for a certain object and an aim and a goal and a purpose. And that is to make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And to stay away from all those things that Allah has made haram upon us. And not that we're going to live ever and ever in this world. Therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the sahaba, he comforted them once when they were digging the trench in Khandaq. And they had stones tied to their belly. And Rasulullah in one narration, he had two stones tied to his belly. Another narration says three stones tied to his belly. And then he made dua for the Ansar. Allahumma, for the Muhajir and Ansar. Allahumma afir al-Ansar wal-Muhajira. Allah forgive my Ansar, forgive the Muhajira. And then Nabiya Kareem, Rasulullah tells him, Allahumma la aisha illa aishu al-Akhirah. That the real life of enjoyment is the hereafter. It is not this dunya. And therefore, in one hadith, Rasulullah then explained that three things follow the mayyit: his family, his wealth, and his amal. Two things return: his family and his wealth return. And the only thing that goes into the qabr with him is his deeds, his either his good deeds or bad deeds. And this is the only thing that would be of benefit for him in the hereafter. Inshallah, tomorrow we continue the hadith where we had stopped. But in essence, this was what we were discussing, that the dunya, we should not become deceived by this dunya. Yes, earn halal rozi, and whatever is required, Sharia gives us permission. And we have to provide for our family, our wives, our children, our other family members, our subordinates. But it should not be such as though we are living in this world, as though there is no hereafter. The Mashayikh should say, Imam Sufyan Thawri Rahmatullah should say, that do in this world and be in this world, for that another earn in this world for the duration that you are going to be there. And earn for the Akhirat for the duration that you are going to be over there. We know Akhirat is everlasting. In dunya, we are going to be living only for a short while. It's temporary. And therefore, our efforts should be focused on the hereafter and attaining Allah Ta'ala's pleasure. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq in hidayat wa akhir da'wan. Alhamdulillah. Rabbil Alameen. Amen.